Welcome to Stress to the Nines on the One Prez Pod. Thanks for listening to Stress to the Nines. You can find us every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on Facebook and here on the One Prez Pod. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another day of Stress to the Nines. It is Monday, March the 1st. We have made it into the third month of 2021, and we are continuing our journey through the Psalms of Ascent. Today, we're going to spend a few minutes with the 123rd Psalm. We'll only be on this Psalm for one day before spending a couple days on Psalm 124. So let's listen to Psalm 123 and see what it has to say to us today. Here's the 123rd Psalm. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of the servants look to the hand of their master, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. For we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has made more than its fill of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I want to talk just quite quickly about a movie. There's a movie called The White Tiger. It's on Netflix right now, and it's a great movie set in modern-day India. India is incredibly inequitable in its distribution of wealth. So you have a very small master class and a very large servant class. The White Tiger tells the story of a rural peasant who aspires to become a servant to a wealthy master, and then how that relationship develops and then unravels. That is the type of relationship that is being described and criticized here in the 123rd Psalm. It is a psalm of the servant. It is a psalm for people who live their lives in servitude of those who are wealthier than them. That's who is being discussed at the very end of the psalm. If we listen to those words, our soul has had more than its fill of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. The psalmist is criticizing the master class that ruled over a very large servant class. A servant class that was treated with disdain, that was treated as disposable assets. A servant class that worked itself to the bone while its masters sat around at ease, having contempt in their heart because they were so proud. Pride in the Old Testament is often a synonym for riches. So in Psalm 123, the servant class is trading out their earthly masters for a new master. They are journeying to Jerusalem to pay tribute and homage to the true master, the master who sits enthroned in the heavens, the master whose name is revered at the temple in Jerusalem, the master who promises mercy. In this context, mercy is an all-encompassing love. Whereas their earthly masters treat them with disdain, treat them as if they are disposable, the heavenly master is the opposite. The heavenly master holds them in high regard. The heavenly master keeps faith. The heavenly master shows mercy. As the eyes of a maid turn to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. Today, we remember that no matter what our earthly circumstances are, many of us do not have a servant-master relationship in our lives, but no matter what our circumstances are, we are servants of the heavenly master. It is the heavenly master to whom we turn our eyes. It is the heavenly master to whom we give our devotion. And it is the heavenly master in whom we put our trust. Imagining ourselves as the servant of the heavenly master helps us to understand our calling in Jesus Christ. And it also helps us to see the inequalities that must be exposed here in this world. So let's ponder those things as we pray. Holy God, on this day, we pray for all of those who are suffering and struggling under the weight of earthly masters who care little for them, who sit at ease, who look upon them with the contempt of the proud. We pray that you would be present in their hearts and in their lives. For those of us who identify with them, We pray that you would turn our gaze this day toward you, enthroned in the heavens. We are grateful for the mercy that we have received in our lives through Jesus Christ, and we trust that this mercy will guide us in all that we do. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, gang, that wraps up our Stress to the Nines for this morning. On to Psalm 124 tomorrow. Tasha will be back tonight, and I'll see you then. Until tomorrow, peace.